Catherine Bain was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest.
I grew up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and I moved to Boise. Apparently that wasn't far enough, so I came to Florida. I had an alcoholic father who was not a very nice man, and a mom who really doesn't like confrontation, which does not make for a good family dynamic. I never felt loved, and so I started drinking. That really gave me courage and stuff. Unfortunately, I did find myself pregnant. I quit drinking that day I found out I was pregnant. A friend of mine was moving to Florida to be with her mom, and I had a choice. I could either go back to that family dynamic that I just disliked so much and never felt loved, or I could try something new. We hopped a Greyhound bus 2.5 days. It was really the best thing that happened to me. You can either crawl into a ball when something bad happens, or you can move forward, and I moved forward.
She quickly found a job in Jacksonville.
I put my expertise as a telephone salesperson to work, because that's what I did back in Idaho. And it was real easy to find a job, because nobody else wants to do it, and I was very good at it.
Catherine found a roommate who had a lead on a better job.
She knew an attorney, and he took a chance on me, and I became a paralegal. I've worked for 2 attorneys now for going on 27 years.
Life unfolded nicely for a period.
I was a single mom until my oldest was about 7, and then I married. He was a drinker, and I started drinking again. Then I got pregnant again, and I totally quit, but the marriage fell apart. I was in this cycle. My brother is into drugs, and my grandfather was an alcoholic. It's like it just was rolling through my family. That's really what changed the whole cycle, me quitting drinking and finding something else to focus on.
Catherine Bain initially focused on religion, without which, she says, she could not have broken the cycle. And she found something else as well, writing books.
As a kid, I always read. I loved reading mysteries and suspense. And I would sit there and I would watch TV shows or I would read a book and I'd say, oh, that would have been so much better. And my oldest daughter finally got tired of hearing me and she said, well, if you think you can do it, do it. So I did and I started writing and I realized it was not as easy as they make it look. It really isn't.
Writing, it turns out, is the perfect outlet for aspects of Catherine's personality.
It keeps me from going postal because I get to kill people on paper. It does give you a release because you get in there and you get focused on something else other than yourself. You can basically do anything you want in a book. If someone irritates you, you can turn them into a homeless dog, kill them off. And I think it relieves a lot of pressure. And I think that's why people read, to go into that different world. So when your life isn't really going that well, read or write.
Catherine Bain is both writing and reading today, but not because her life isn't going well.
Oh, my life's going wonderfully. My grandbaby just turned 2, and she's just the light of my life. My oldest daughter's going to get married in November, and my youngest daughter's graduating in 1.5 years from the Art Institute. And I've been a paralegal for 27 years, and I work for a wonderful attorney. And got 7 books. I'm moving. That's what you got to do in life. You got to move.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.